It'll be windy and warm today with a high near 52. A wind advisory will be in effect from 10 till 6 for south winds 15 to 25, gusting to 45 at times. Chance of rain will continue tonight and to tomorrow morning, and then rain will be likely tomorrow afternoon, turning to snow and sleet tomorrow night, continuing as snow on Saturday. And we could see 2 to 3 inches of snow before things end Saturday night, as it looks right now. As one contractor continues adding segments to the new I-74 bridge arch, another is starting to rebuild the eastbound lanes in Moline. Today, coming off the existing bridge, eastbound traffic will be detoured to the other side of the highway and go head-to-head with Iowa-bound traffic. In addition, Avenue of the City's exit will be closed to eastbound traffic. Drivers should use the 7th Avenue exit instead. A flood-prone neighborhood in Bettendorf will soon lose some of its residents. A flood-prone neighborhood in Bettendorf will soon lose some more of its residents. As Herb Trix reports, last week the city received a federal grant that will allow it to buy out up to 22 homes near Duck Creek.
Community Development Director John Singson says the homes are located next to Duck Creek, where it crosses I-74 and Middle Road. The neighborhood was flooded in August of 2018, but most of the residents are still living there.
When we started this program some years ago, the folks signed voluntary transaction forms indicating that if Bettendorf ever did receive funding, they would like to be considered for a buyout.
The target area includes parts of Crestview Drive and Crestview Circle, plus Greenway, Parkway, Hawthorne, Holly, and Cypress Drives.
The target area is actually several feet below the base flood elevation, so when the creek comes up, very little notice, and the folks need to be able to react immediately.
Singson says the $2.9 million grant will pay for up to 22 homes, but many more homeowners in the neighborhood would like to be considered for buyouts. 5 years ago, Bettendorf used a similar federal grant to buy 10 properties. I'm Herb Trix.
A group of Illinois House Republicans is heavily criticizing the lack of work from a statewide task force on property taxes. Sam Dunklaw has more.
The bipartisan committee, which has 80-plus members, was assembled in the wake of one of the state legislature's most consequential votes last year, putting a question about changing Illinois' income tax structure on the ballot. The goal of the task force is to come up with ideas about how to tackle the steady uptick in property tax rates across the state. But Republican State Representative Deanne Mazzocchi says it's missed deadlines and has so far done next to nothing.
And when you look at what they presented, you have to ask yourself, are these Democrats serious about property tax reform? I suggest they are not.
Mazzocchi and others say Republicans proposed several dozen ideas to keep property taxes in check and saw each one rejected. The task force has yet to issue its final recommendations. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
A new gymnastics center is now open at the TBK Bank Sports Complex in Bettendorf. The Scott County YMCA and the complex worked together to renovate 10,000 square feet for the new gym. It used to be a sand volleyball court. YMCA Communications Director Frank Klipp says the Y is offering new introductory courses and other gymnastics classes designed for children.
Our community as a whole was a little bit underserved in terms of gymnastics, tumbling, and cheer to a level that could be beneficial to children and families.
Klipp says the YMCA is leasing the gymnastics center from TBK Bank Sports Complex.
We're already actually serving over 100 families and children out there with programs that began this Monday, actually, and we will continue to ramp up. We've had registrations every day online, people stopping out to visit.
Gymnastics, tumbling, and cheer classes are for kids ranging from 2 years old to teens, and the YMCA plans to create competitive leagues this summer. In college basketball, Kansas beat Iowa State 79-53. Illinois beat Wisconsin 71-70. Western lost to Fort Wayne 77-69. The Augustana basketball teams split against Elmhurst. The men lost 81-70. The women won 63-58. St. Ambrose teams both lost to St. Xavier. The men 64-61. The women 83-80. The Bulls lost to New Orleans 123-108. In hockey, the Blackhawks host the Predators tonight. And Madison Keys will face Danielle Rose Collins in the quarterfinals of the Brisbane International Tennis Tournament tonight.